And it is time for our first State Bank guest DJs to hit the airwaves this morning. And John Rolfs, I'll let you do the introductions today. How's
that?
Thank
you. Appreciate that. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Sun is shining.
I know. Yeah, but it's still brisk out there.
A little chilly. A little chilly, but we know what that means.
We've been really spoiled.
Yes. We have been. Yes.
Yeah. It's actually, it's going to warm up again. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
We've been really lucky there.
Yes.
It's about time to start thinking about your taxes.
That's where I was going with that. Yes.
Yeah.
When it's cold, you know it's time to put your tax stuff together.
Yeah, I dread it.
But there's a good place to go and see
people
to have your taxes done.
Yeah, right here in Fremont.
Right here in Fremont.
On a
right up the street.
Busy road there on Bell Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I've got Greg Beam with H&R Block. And Jennifer McIntyre, who's a tax preparer with H&R Block, and they're going to talk all about taxes.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
I would have brought mine. I mean, just get it done. But I don't know if I want to know the damages.
Yeah, right.
Well, they were shooting to do the postcard taxes, but it hasn't happened yet. So there's still quite a few pages to a tax return.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So yeah, there is.
Seems to be getting worse, but that's why we're here.
Yeah, that's great. It does. It changes all the time. Maybe let's rewind. How long have you been in this? Been in the H&R Block or tax preparing business?
Well, it's been a family business, and so I've been associated with it since I was in grade school, picking up staples out of the carpet. But I've been preparing taxes here in Fremont for probably 25, 30 years. So continue on. And
so is that what you thought you'd do when you grow up? Or
no, actually my sister Kathy Mall had the franchise here in town. I'm an electrician by trade, and my father taught me the trade. I got tired of falling off ladders, so I decided it was time to change. I moved back from Phoenix to join my sister in her operation and have continued on.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool to keep it A family business, really is. That's kind of neat.
It has. She has, and I have employed quite a bit of our family as they've, kind of talked them into coming and helping mostly. But
you start with, hey, can you come and help?
That's right. That's exactly what you do.
And we might even pay you.
That's right. And then we find wonderful people such as Jennifer, other people that are interested. There's a number of preparers that have been around quite a while. Clara Perry is in our office. She's one of the longtime preparers, and she's still with us and helping us. So we were very lucky that way.
How many tax preparers do you have in the office? And are you like anybody else where you're like, oh, I wish I had four more of those?
Well, yes, we've probably... we have a Blair office as well, so I would say probably 12 preparers total. But it's the pandemic has affected us in a couple of ways, and a couple of them have retired, so we're dealing with doing some virtual.
Like a Zoom or
yes, we can do a Zoom or other manners. Something that H&R Block Corporation has given us the ability to do to help us do that. So a lot of people are opting that way. We have where people can just drop off their items at the office and then we prepare, or they can come in and sit in front of us, and we have all kinds of protection across the desks and masks and what we can do. We keep everything as clean and try to do the taxes as the customer would prefer.
Yeah, I would imagine that you try to keep it as personal as you can, because everybody is so different.
It is very personal. And people, when you're doing taxes, it's kind of like being a clergy. You can ask about anything, and they'll tell you about anything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So there's a real advantage there, or disadvantage, depending on how you look at it.
Jennifer, a typical person, is there a certain amount of time that it takes, or is everybody a little bit different? How do I guess?
You know, this year is a really good year to point out that everybody's tax situation is actually individualized.
Yeah.
Every person does have a slightly different situation or a vastly different situation. And so while we try to work within an hour to at least collect information and have an initial appointment.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and would like to wrap up in that amount of time. The most important thing is to ensure that what we're reporting to the IRS is 100% completely accurate. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the timeline on that is individual to the client, their ability to round up documents. This year, as in the past couple of years, we have ever-changing tax laws, and some of those are unsettled. Congress and the IRS have not decided what some of the rules that they have passed really mean as far as reporting requirements. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'd love to say we could do every return in an hour, but it is as individualized as each person's income.
Yeah, so I know every year things change. So I don't know if you can rattle some of that stuff off from the off the top of your head, but as far as just general changes for this for
one
last
of the
year,
biggest is reconciliation of the advanced child tax credit for families, and that is going to be a challenge and has been as far as how much individual families have received in advance in on last year towards this year, and the accuracy of the funds that have been distributed to the taxpayers is so vitally important this year, to know exactly what each individual family has received.
Mm-hmm.
With the reconciliation on a tax return, if it's not completely accurate to what we report or a taxpayer reports on their tax return compared to what IRS has in their computers, it's going to kick it out. And then a IRS agent, which because of the pandemic, there's very few of them or fewer of them mm-hmm. to do that. There's a lot of speculation that return refunds will be delayed tremendously. So that's very important. The IRS has indicated they are sending out letters. They do have a... we do have the ability, or taxpayer has the ability, to do an ID verify. In other words, to start an account with the government, verify who they are, they open up an account. So they have actual access to all of their records.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be very important and a real learning curve for all of us taxpayers, not just the preparers, it's us taxpayers.
Yeah, you're better off being in contact and having an ID and... instead of trying to hide, aren't you?
Well, yes, that's always been the case. It's so much more vital.
They will find you.
Yes, they will.
They absolutely will find you. And the IRS, one thing we always have to remember, the IRS will only communicate with people via letter. There's never any email. There's never any phone calls. And
that's good to know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and so often the fraud looms its ugly head and people are taken by it. So very important only to respond to IRS letters, and any IRS letter, respond promptly, bring it in. We could help, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that, especially with this year, with the child tax credit, I believe there may be quite a few of those coming up as the year continues on.
Yeah.
And season goes forward.
Yeah, we're talking with Greg Beam of H&R Block and Jennifer McIntyre, a tax preparer there. Are people already bringing them in? Are they pretty busy?
Absolutely. The IRS opens for electronic filing on Monday.
Okay.
But our software is programmed and ready to go. We are seeing companies a little bit slower this year to issue W-2s and 1099 documents. But for the individuals who have received all of their documents, they understand that communicating with the IRS has just started to take longer, and they are coming in to file just as soon as they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Well, how about we play a song and then we'll come back and talk some more. We're talking H&R Block right here on our First State Bank guest DJ show. You got yours filed yet, John?
I do not.
Me neither. Me, yeah.
Do you have it gathered up? Have you started a pile?
I have started a pile. I have a folder. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've got that pile going.
Yes.
And then I'll let can't take over from there. It is 8:40 here on the Big Dog. We'll play a little tax song and come back and talk with Greg and Jennifer with H&R Block. That's the Tax Man Beatles here on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. We're in the middle of our First State Bank guest DJ show, and Greg Beam and Jennifer McIntyre here from H&R Block, right at, 17th and Bell?
Yes, 1728 North Bell. We have Fremont office. We also have the office in Blair, which is on Highway 30 next to the Pizza Hut, which has been there for a long time and recognizable place to locate us.
Uh-huh.
So we've been there for a number of years as well.
As far as taxes and what you're preparing, do you find it's more individual, or do you also do the businesses, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do payroll and bookkeeping services for small businesses, as well as accounting and advisory services, making sure that our small business clients understand the numbers that we're reporting to them. We review income statements and balance sheets. And in this last year, the programs available to small business owners, PPP loans and EIDL loans from the SBA, the small businesses who have had their books in order and been able to present financial statements when needed, have been able to access government funds more readily because of the services that we're able to provide them.
So because of all the things that have happened in the last couple of years, are you busier? I mean, does it make you busier? Or as soon as April 16th gets here, are you done and then close the door and go on vacation?
Never. You take a seat, you take a little break, and then you're back at it again.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It always seems to be. And then you're always back at it again in September, getting ready for the next season. So you do have a little time, but not much.
I am an enrolled agent, which means I'm licensed to practice before the IRS, and I can represent clients in their communications with the IRS. So we do find ourselves much busier these last couple of years during the summer, navigating the IRS for clients who've not yet received their refund or who are having other difficulties. There's been a lot of recent news about the state of the IRS and their inability to respond to taxpayer issues. They're answering something like 3% of individual taxpayers' calls at this point. So, you know, that creates more work for us to assist clients to secure their refunds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It makes it difficult for everybody. But if you kind of have where to call.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of, I believe that this year will bring in a business portions of a tax return to individuals simply because of third-party reporting that IRS has started, that if you have any, say, PayPal or Venmo, they will start just like we're all used to seeing 1099 miscellaneouses, which is somebody reporting that they have sent you money.
Right.
Well,
right.
Now, a lot of these other places, the IRS is requiring that to be done as well. And, of course, some of that PayPal and Venmo is business oriented and some of it is personal, so there'll be quite a bit more navigating of that. And people who the gig economy, where you're, you know, DoorDash or whatever,
right? I was gonna say, how does a DoorDasher or somebody like that report their taxes?
Yeah, that is a big portion anymore.
Sure. People like DoorDashers, those who shop for Instacart, Driver, Uber, and Lyft are essentially small business owners now. Mm-hmm. They're going to receive a tax form that's not a W-2. It's going to be a 1099. And in order to file their tax return, they're going to have to show their income and their expenses. The good thing about working with a preparer is we also know their eligibility for additional credits and what advantages that they have available to them now that they are small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
The rule Greg was referring to says that parties such as Venmo and PayPal, if you transacted more than $600, you're going to get a tax form this year. Same thing over Facebook Marketplace. And so there's a lot of people that are going to get this 1099 document in the mail or uploaded to them and not understand what to do with it.
Yeah.
Simply because of this new law.
Well, I suppose you, if you do receive something like that, you're like, oh, this looks like a scam. Right. I don't know if this is real.
I never thought of Marketplace, but
yeah.
Yeah, you know, anything, they any third party
money
processor,
you make, they want a part of it. So
any dollar you earn, the IRS wants their fair share of.
But one of the plus sides is this year, if you have business-related meals, you can deduct that 100% if you go inside of a restaurant. So,
yeah,
oh, nice.
It's not getting sushi from the gas station.
Right.
You have to sit down.
All right.
And that's one of the things Congress has done to try to help support restaurants who are suffering
during
the pandemic.
Right. Yeah. No, that's good. That's important to a lot of businesses for sure.
Right.
Makes a big difference there. Anything else, Greg, that you wanted to
mention? Well, a couple of other items that bear mentioning is earned income credit, which is, depending on how much income you have, the government will allow you a little bit of extra on your tax return. There has always been an age limit on it. You had to be sold, and then you had to stop at a certain age. Mm-hmm. But that has been eliminated. So 19 is the minimum age, and indefinitely, as long as a senior keeps working, say they're working, running cars or doing something, and they make $8,000, $10,000, they're eligible for additional monies on top as a credit, as a refundable credit on their return. So even though they're Social Security and they may not normally have to file anything, mm-hmm. maybe they want to this year because of these extra earned income credit probabilities. Another thing is the daycare is a refundable credit, which is quite a bit larger. So families that have daycare, they get quite a bit more, have the ability to get quite a bit more back as a refundable amount of money to help that process, you know, pay for that.
There is the potential to receive up to an $8,000 credit for having paid daycare expenses, depending on your income and then the amount you have paid. So some significant
another
help for
incentive
parents this
yeah.
year.
Yeah, drive people to use those services.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're talking with Greg Beam and Jennifer McIntyre at H&R Block and just going through some of the tax reminders for you as you gather up. Like we said, I've got that pile over there by the desk, and it's starting to get big. You got all those papers in and make sure you've got it all in order.
Now, it's not always bad to pay taxes. If you're paying taxes, means you're making money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, there's a correlation that it's not all bad.
Exactly.
Well, still doesn't make me happy, though, Greg.
I know. just
you can say that all you want, but I still don't make me very happy.
He's trying to smooth it out a little bit, yeah. How about we play one more, and then we'll come back and kind of wrap things up here.
Wonderful. Thank
you. All right. Jennifer picked out a little CCR this morning, 850 here on the Big Dog 98.9 FM. We'll be right back with Greg Beam and Jennifer McIntyre of H&R Block, our first State Bank guest DJs. We're back here on Big Dog Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, as we're in our First State Bank guest DJ show. John Rolfs from First State Bank here. Usually he's not up this early, but...
Banker hours.
Right. Well, I love that phrase. I don't even know what that means anymore.
Greg Beam along with us, along with Jennifer McIntyre with H&R Block, and we've been going through some of the information as far as taxes for this coming, or for last year's taxes, and or money made, and you had a few more things to mention here as far as deductions and exclusions.
Charitable contributions above the not itemizing has been doubled. Last year it was $300 you could exclude off of your income. This year, if you're married, filing joint, it's up to $600, which makes pretty good impact on your taxes. Also, in the state of Nebraska has a property tax credit. It is based off of any of the taxes paid to the school district, not including bonds. But last year it was 6% up to 25.3%. So it is an additional form on a Nebraska tax return. It is a refundable credit, and so it's starting to get very noticeable on the refund.
That form, is it easy to fill out? I've heard that someone told me it was a little bit difficult to fill out.
Yeah, you need a couple of pieces of information in order to complete the form. You need to know your parcel number.
Okay.
And Nebraska has a lookup tool on their website that calculates the amount of the property taxes you paid that are eligible for the credit. Mm. That website is not yet up and running. They're supposed to have it ready by the end of January.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily difficult to fill out, but you do need to round up information and be ready for
it. Yeah, good. Good deal. That's a nice increase there.
That's huge. Yeah,
that is. Huge. That's really big. Let's talk a little bit about how people make an appointment to come in and see you.
Sure. The easiest way to make an appointment would simply be to call the office. The phone number at Fremont's 721-1119. You can also go to hrblock.com and make an appointment virtually. As Greg mentioned, we like to see people in the office, but if you want to work virtually, it can all be done straight from that website.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and the Blair number?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
It's not 426-1119 then? Or no.
if you call
the
office,
Fremont
we'll
number, we'll get it. There you go.
We can make appointments for you in Fremont and Blair.
You can also get it on hrblock.com.
Very good. Yeah.
Pick out your zip code and it will give you a bio of all of our tax preparers, and you can pick and choose and choose how you'd like to have your taxes prepared.
Nice.
Greg did mention that we have about 12 preparers between the two offices. I also want to mention that we have preparers who speak Spanish, and so we are ready to serve individuals and businesses in every language, virtually or in the office at this point.
Very good. Yeah, that's that definitely is to the customer's advantage right there.
Yes.
For sure. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And John, anything from the bank?
It's been a busy time with the acquisition of our Blair office now. Mm-hmm. So we do have the Blair and Arlington locations as well as the Fremont branch locations. And just to let and remind everybody know, we can accept deposits and cash checks at all locations now.
Okay, good.
Whether you're a Two Rivers Bank customer or a First State Bank customer, you can go to any of those locations and do your transactions.
Yeah, you guys are a little busy, even at Military in Maine.
Military, yes. all branches have been very busy. So
yeah, that's that'll be nice to have everything together. And I'm sure it's a little bit interesting to figure all that out.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's not a challenge. It's just you want to do it right.
Yeah, yeah, we got
the
some good people.
The vault in that building is pretty impressive.
It's a huge vault, yes.
It is. Oh, it is. Big round door, I remember. Yep.
Right, it does,
happened to be in there one time. My father helped wire that back in the day, so I was able to see the insides of that. So it's a pretty impressive building.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's huge.
That's neat.
Good place to keep your money.
Right. First State Bank. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Good. First State Bank's been a good for our strategy, business strategy with H&R Block, and we appreciate you.
We appreciate your business as well, so thank you for that.